1-800-289-4489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today, this Monday, Christmas Eve show, December 23rd, 2024. I follow on Twitter X Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. A couple days ago, before the weekend, he posted, "We are either fiscally conservative or not." An unlimited increase in the debt ceiling for 2 years is not fiscally conservative and should be rejected. Well, there was another individual that posted the fiery speech, roughly about 2 minutes and 50 seconds long, 58 seconds long, by a Republican congressman from Texas, Chip Roy. He spoke against the pending Republican spending bill that they had to do Friday night, send to the Senate in order to not shut down the federal government. In the speech, he literally ripped the Republicans who are going to join with the Democrats in voting for the way they were handling this debt ceiling increase, continuing resolution, the bill itself. It was amazing the way he spoke and got applause from Democrats when he was yelling at the Republicans. Then he turned and yelled at the Democrats and got Republicans to applaud. The entire body going to end up with $36 trillion in national debt. Well, he gave a speech. I'm going to play it for you because this was interesting the way both sides of the aisle responded to Congressman Chip Roy from Texas. Pretty interesting. If we can get this to queue up, here we go. And, of course, it didn't. Why, when I had it all queued up, did it not do it? Okay, let's get into this way. Profile, and we'll go down to it. We'll pull it up and hit it right here.
Back home in Austin. I was just texting with my son back home in Austin, who I haven't seen in quite a long time because I'm here trying to fight for him. When I got through cancer about 12 years ago, I made my promise to my kids that I would do everything I can to save this country. And what we're doing right now is to continue to double down on the things that are destroying the republic. We are going to increase the debt ceiling, not just $4 trillion. That's false. We have spent $4.7 trillion in additional debt in the last 19 months. We're going to increase the debt by $5 trillion. That's what's going to happen right here by Republicans, increasing the debt $5 trillion. And what are you doing in the same bill? $110 billion unpaid for. Because you never have any ounce of self-respect to go out and campaign saying you're going to balance the budget, and then you come in here and pass $110 billion unpaid for.
That's the Democrats applauding.
On top of the $200 billion you did for WEP, you guys won't agree with that, but the fact of the matter is, $330 billion, congratulations, you've added to the debt since you were given the majority again on November 5th. It's embarrassing. It's shameful. Yes, I think this bill is better than it was yesterday on certain respects, but to take this bill yesterday and congratulate yourself because it's shorter in pages but increases the debt by $5 trillion is asinine. And that's precisely what Republicans are doing. I am absolutely sickened by a party that campaigns on fiscal responsibility and has the temerity to go forward to the American people and say, you think this is fiscally responsible. It is absolutely ridiculous. It also turns off PAYGO. It turns off the $1.7 trillion in automatic cuts under PAYGO. Because this side of the aisle is profoundly unserious about actually reducing deficits, just as my colleagues on the other side of the aisle are profoundly unserious about reducing deficits. The entire body has been racking up debt for my entire life. $36 trillion, $1 trillion of interest. We rack up $1 trillion every 100 days. And what are we going to do about it? We're going to run around and talk about cutting taxes, but not doing what's necessary to cut the spending along with the cut taxes. My other side of the aisle, my colleagues will say, oh no, we got to increase taxes, but we'll do anything to cut spending. And so here we sit in the same mess. And I got to be honest, I want to remind people, this is Article 1. I yield back. I was just texting my son back.
Article 1 of the Constitution. Something that every U.S. congressman, every member of the House of Representatives, where the spending appropriation bills are originated, put their hand on a Bible, raised their other hand, and swore to defend and uphold the U.S. Constitution, so help them God. And the thing of it is, they campaign. We saw Congressman Jack Bergman's ads about being a fiscal conservative. We saw it. We heard it every single time the TV commercial ran in the primary back in August. Then you had the November election. Since November 5th, the amount of money the debt has gone up is insane. Every 100 days, roughly about one quarter to one third of our calendar, the debt goes up another $1 trillion. Stop and think about this, folks. The government in Washington, D.C. is overspending their revenue that's coming into the federal government, into the Treasury, by $1 trillion a quarter. The interest alone that we're spending is $1 trillion a year, just in the interest. Now, thank God Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are coming in, and we're already seeing the reduction of fuel prices. Stock market is even gaining even more. Interest rates are going to go down because revenue is going to go up. Donald Trump is going to put tariffs on foreign products. That tariff money is going to go into the U.S. Treasury and pay down the debt. Donald Trump is going to cut corporate income taxes. Right now, corporations pay and pass those corporate taxes onto us, the consumers, at 21%. He's talking about lowering it to 15, possibly 14%. By doing that, more corporations are going to incorporate here in the United States. They will start paying money into our treasury instead of other foreign countries where they are currently incorporated. That increased revenue to the treasury is going to help pay down the debt. It's going to reduce the deficit. It'll get to a point that we will no longer be spending $1 trillion more than we bring in every 100 days. We will start bringing in $1 trillion more than we're spending. But if we cut the spending while increasing the revenue, the deficit would be paid off even quicker. In Washington, D.C., refuses to cut. Well, guess what, folks? It's time for new congresspeople in Washington, D.C. It's time that we take this serious the next time you go to vote. We need a change in Washington. We need a new congressman. We need a new Congress. We need new leadership. We need new leadership in county parties. We need new leadership in the state party. We need new leadership in the candidates that we vote for. Congressman Jack Bergman voted for this debt ceiling increase bill Friday in Washington, D.C. Do not let him come back to district for Christmas, which I doubt if he's going to be in northern Michigan for the Christmas holiday. I doubt if he'll be here through New Year's. He'll be in a warmer climate. God bless him. Good for him. But if you are by chance able to see him, ask him, why did you vote for it? Why did you vote for it? This is not what we wanted you to do. This is not what we elected you to do, to go to Washington to do right before Christmas. But this is the Christmas present they gave us. And of course, it was passed in the Senate, and they're all home for Christmas break today. Well, the only saving grace to this whole bill, the only saving grace, it's not permanent, it's not long term. This can be fixed in January after Donald Trump gets sworn into office. And I think he's going to force Congress, he's going to force the Republican Senate majority to do something different than what they just rammed through on Friday night. And Donald Trump was involved in this to make sure it was short-termed. It was not a long-term funding solution. Joe Biden, AWOL, missing in action, nowhere to be found in negotiating the deal. Republicans looked to Donald Trump for guidance. Well, it's going to change starting January 20th. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, getting a little feedback from one of our listeners who happens to be a postal worker. I believe he's a contractor. Randy, if you could confirm that, I'd appreciate it. He said, I only receive 1.3% per year per our contract. Between the post office and the union, they have made hiring and keeping new workers impossible. As a result, we are underpaid and overworked because we have no help. Well, if you got rid of the bureaucratic upper management, and this is one thing I notice, especially at the Traverse City Post Office, I go down there to the post office. He says, I work for the post office as an employee. Got it. I stand corrected. You're not a contractor. I go down and there's a line out the door to ship Christmas gifts last week. The parking lot was so full you could barely find a parking space. The line to pull into the parking lot was backed out onto Barlow. Couldn't even get in. I said, well, that's it. I'm done. I'm done with Traverse City. But the one day I had to get a package out that day there, I stood in line. And you know what I saw? Three managers, upper management type people, standing in the background watching the people work the counter. Four cash registers set up, only two of them open, while three managers are standing back there talking. That's a problem. Too much management, not enough worker bees, is the number one observation I had. Now, I found a little hole in the wall post office outside of Traverse City. On my way home, I had to go by the Myers anyway. Driving home from Myers, Williamsburg Post Office. This little tiny hole in the wall, not one car in the parking lot except the woman postmaster working the counter. I walked right in, nobody was there, not one person. I wanted to ship a set of headphones to Stacy, who's going to be on the show with us tomorrow, laser pain treatment in Sheboygan. She'll be on talking about it first thing in the morning with us in the first hour. Shipped her studio headset. She got it yesterday on Saturday. Even though the receipt said it wouldn't be there until today, Monday. It got there yesterday, or Saturday, excuse me. Not yesterday, Sunday, but Saturday. It has got to be fixed. Diane Randall. Good morning, Randy. Great to be able to hear you this morning. What's your thoughts on private company mailing out our absentee ballots? I want a private company to mail out everything, taking over all the mail. Now, I don't think there's going to be any shenanigans in handling mail because it's a felony. That's number one. Number two, how long are we going to keep that company as our private sector handling the mail if we find out that some people get their absentee ballots and others don't? That arrangement's not going to last very long. People will go to jail for it. Mail tampering, not cool. The thing of it is that you have to look at, folks, is we need changes. What we've been doing isn't working. And Randy, I'm sorry, but as an employee, you have a resume. Private sector comes in, apply for the job, see what happens to your pay, see what happens to your help, see what happens, because you get rid of all this upper management that is weighing it down. The post office, the postal service is no different than MDOT. Drive by an MDOT road project, two guys are in the hole with shovels, six guys are up top, management, smoking cigarettes, watching the two worker bees. That's what the problem is. They're overmanaged, and they don't have enough production workers to do the work. I looked over at those three managers, you know what I said? Excuse me, can you guys open up these other two counters? No, sir, we can't. Why? Because you're a lazy, overpaid manager, that's why. Operating the counter, servicing us, the customers, is above your morals. You are, I was so mad, it was unbelievable. Well, thank God for this new little hole in the wall post office I found. I'm going there from now on. Traverse City, have a nice day. Not going to deal with you guys anymore, period. The thing of it is, I shipped it out on Friday at about 4 o'clock. It got there on Saturday the next day. How? I have no idea. Well, changes are coming, folks. I got a text. Why was Donald Trump so ticked off at Chip Roy the other day? Because he was calling this crap out on the Congress floor. That's why. They needed to do something. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2.